It is Wednesday, November 25th, 2009. I'm Bill, and this is Where Icarus Flies. Well, this week's show is going to be a little bit more freeform than the more structured shows I've had the last few weeks. I debated whether or not to even have a show this week. You know, we have Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. And it's been a busy week, and this is going to be a busy weekend for me. But I thought, you know what? No, got to keep it on a roll. Got to put something out there for the listeners. So I talk with Joey, and we're going to do just a short show today. And something a little more meaningful because of the holiday that's coming up. So I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on around here. Joey and I want to talk about some of our Thanksgiving memories of the past and a little bit about what's going to be coming up in the coming months, December, January. And we'll take it from there. You know, I'm still trying to get this whole podcast thing down. And, you know, I've got some, you know, halfway decent equipment here, but I'm playing around with, you know, music in the background and, you know, talking over it. And some shows it's been, you know, I've got some feedback that in points it's been a little loud. I got some feedback that the last show the music was pretty soft. And there's something called ducking, where I'm recording this on multiple tracks. So my voice audio track is on a different track than the music. And that just means that I can separate them. I can isolate them. So I could shut the music off or change the music and talk over the music after I'm done recording what I'm saying right now. If I'm not happy with the music that's playing in the background right now, I could easily, because it's isolated in its own environment, I can go and take that music out and put other music on underneath it. Or I should say, underneath my voice. So it's very non-destructive. And there's something called ducking, where my audio track that I'm speaking on right now is the master track. And so the volume has precedence. And the audio track, I can have, you know, the computer automatically lower the volume of, you know, another track, in this case the audio track that I have in the background, so that when I'm speaking it lowers the audio. When I stop speaking, you notice the audio get a little bit louder, so you can hear the music a little better. And a lot of times that works well. I think though that it can get annoying. So I had that on, that feature on in the first show I did, the first podcast, and a little bit of the second, and then in the last couple of podcasts, I've tried to just manually adjust the volume on those audio tracks. So, you know, there's pros and cons here, and we'll see how it turns out. Like I said, I'm still playing around with this, and I've joined a lot of podcasting groups as well as podcasting message boards where there's a lot of technical discussions and things of this nature going on. So I've read up a lot about it. So we'll see how it turns out. I'd be interested to hear your feedback. Is the music kind of going up and down annoying? Ready? I'll do it again. I'll stop talking. You should hear the audio in the background get a little bit louder. Now when I'm speaking, you can hear it get softer. Now, as long as I don't take great pauses between words, I don't think it's too bad, but sometimes, you know, especially Masterworks Theater, right, if you're going for a dramatic pause or something, the music kind of gets louder, and I do think it can get a little annoying. So I do have the ducking turned on this week, because I want to give it another chance and see if I can fiddle with the setting. So I'd love to hear your feedback if you were a podcaster or an audiophile, to see what both your opinions are and what you may do when you're doing some sound recording. I'm also looking at getting a little bit of a little mixing board. I actually have a little mixing board. I just have to figure out how to get it connected to my environment. That brings me to the question, what am I using to produce this podcast? I've actually gotten more than a few emails asking me what my setup is and what I'm using. And I'm happy to share that with you. I'm currently recording my podcast on my iMac. I use a Mac. I'm all Mac here. And we can debate the benefits and pros and cons of Mac versus PC on another show. So I'm running Snow Leopard OS 10.6, the latest version, whatever the heck they're up to, in the dot release. I use GarageBand in iLife 09 to record my podcasts. There's a lot of other software out there, both free and for fee, that you can use on both your Mac and your PC to record and post and create your podcast. And right now, I gotta tell you, GarageBand is phenomenal. It does everything that I needed to do. Now, I'm sure that if someone were to introduce me to some great whiz-bang software out there, I know folks have talked about Audacity, and there's a couple of others that are, you know, quite expensive. It probably does all kinds of cool stuff, right? That if I were to use it, I'd go, wow, that does rock the house. But I tell you, GarageBand is pretty darn cool. And for a Mac user, it's free. Well, almost free, right? It comes with your new Mac. Of course, if you want to keep up with the latest revisions, you do have to pay for that. But they're usually not that expensive. I'm trying to remember how much the iLife suite is. And I want to say it's like $99. You know, and a new one comes out every year. And you don't necessarily have to upgrade every year. So I'm using the latest GarageBand on the latest Mac operating system on my iMac. My microphone is a Blue microphone. It's a company called Blue, B-L-U-E. And this is the Snowball. And I think this is a pretty darn good microphone. I just started playing with this microphone at my last job, right before I left, and it is able to capture, you know, both a single person speaking, and it also has an omnidirectional mode. So I'm in unidirectional mode now, so it kind of focuses the area in which it captures audio, and it has a unidirectional mode where it can open up and capture the room, and that actually works pretty well. I've tested that out. For the first few shows, I did not have a pop filter, and the pop filter is that, you know, nylon-looking thing. If you've ever seen, you know, videos or pictures of some professional singers or whatnot in the studio, and you see some weird round object in front of the microphone, and it literally looks like, you know, nylon stretched over a circle or some sort of oval. Well, the pop filter, it helps to cut down the impact of your breath against the mic, is basically what it does. So hard sounds like P, 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 or T's, T, T, or long S's, S, okay, where there's a lot of air coming out of your mouth towards the microphone. Let me move my pop filter. And now if I were to... it'll give you some of those hard sounds. Here's a P. P. Potato. Now, I'm looking at the audio map on my computer as I'm speaking, and when I give you that hard sound, it goes off the charts. It goes all the way up to red because it's very harsh, and it hits that microphone, very hard. So now I'm moving my pop filter back into place here. I'm just gonna bend the swivel mount there. Okay, now it's back. So now, as I say puh puh, okay, you can still hear it, right? You can still hear the hard puh or tuh. But right now, there's two kinds of pop filters. You can get one that's more of the fabric, the mesh, like a nylon that helps diffuse the breath, the air actually heading towards the microphone. And you can also get some that are made of steel or this other mesh, where not only will it help dissipate the air, but it actually has the holes in the mesh set up so that it tries to also reflect the air downward and away from the microphone. So I do have one of those pop filters, and you can spend anywhere from $20 to over $100 on a pop filter. It's actually pretty darn crazy. I saw a great video on YouTube on how to make your own for less than $10, right, using some nylon and whatnot. But I found this one here at Guitar Center. It was $50, but it was, and I was not about to pay $50 for a pop filter. I would have went and made my own, for goodness sakes. But this one here was on clearance, and I got it for $19. So it's a little bit more money than I wanted to spend. I was looking on eBay and a bunch of stores online, and I could have ordered a whole host of different kinds of pop filters online for about anywhere from $9 to $15, and of course the cheaper ones had bigger shipping, and the ones that were closer to $15-$16 had lower to free shipping. So when all is said and done, I would have spent about $18 or thereabouts for a pop filter. So I thought the $19 at Guitar Center, wasn't a bad deal. So my Blue microphone is a USB mic. I've got the pop filter. I told you about my software, and I told you about my Mac. And right now, that's it. That's what I have. I told you I do have a soundboard that I'm going to be looking to hook up to give me a little bit more granularity in the control I have with both audio and such. And we'll see, what else I need. Right now, this is perfect, right? If I were to have a guest in the studio with me, like when Joey comes in, the Blue microphone works well for two of us. If I were to get more, I don't know. In the future, I also want to play around with some live broadcasts. There's places on the internet that allow you to do free, live broadcasts. So I think that would be a lot of fun. And, Joey and I have been talking about, how we can go out into the field and do some interviews and some segments that way. And we have some ideas on that. In the beginning, it might be as simple as, Joey and I both have iPhones, the new iPhone 3GS with the memo feature. Maybe we just walk out into the field and record live right on the iPod. It'll be really easy to upload here to the computer. The audio quality probably won't be as great as we'd hoped, but you never know, right? It's worth a shot. We toyed with Joey going out into the mall before this recording and getting some folks to talk about what they're thankful for this time of year, but we just couldn't make it happen. Not this time anyway. Soon, don't worry. We have some really interesting things planned for the coming months. And it all leads up to our end-of-year holiday spectacular show. One not to be missed. So more details will leak out over the coming weeks, and I can't wait for that one. Joey and I have something fun for you. But more on that later. All right, let's continue on with the show. And I have a quick review for you coming up right now. So the review I have for you today. Why did I pick country music to go in the background? I don't know. I thought this song sounded kind of cool. It's called Corn Liquor. It's a bunch of podcast safe free music I was able to get a couple years ago before I even decided to do podcasting. Anyway, while I was preparing for the show this morning, and you know, you never come into a show without a plan. That's a general rule right there. Nevertheless, I really didn't have a plan for this morning. Like I told you, I was almost going to not give a podcast this week. But as I'm preparing the show, trying to sort a few things in my mind, I decided for a little snack. And I'm a fan of raisin bread. And I like that, sun-made raisin bread. It's really good. But I was in the store yesterday, and I saw some cinnamon bread that had some raisins in it by Cinnabon. You know, Cinnabon. It's, you know, almost in every mall across America, right? Those sticky cinnamon buns. How can they be bad? So I tried the Cinnabon bread. So I made two pieces of the sun-made bread this morning, and I made two pieces of the Cinnabon bread to compare them. And, you know, the sun-made bread is definitely going more for the raisin aspect and not as much of the cinnamon. And the Cinnabon, of course, is going for more of the cinnamon and not as much of the raisin. But for my money, the sun-made raisin bread is still the one to beat. The Cinnabon bread, it's good. I don't know about the blast of cinnamon in every bite, as was promised me on the package, but, you know, they both were pretty good. Of course, I mean, why do most people really want Cinnabon? Let's be honest. You want the frosting more than the cinnamon roll thing. I mean, the cinnamon roll thing and the sticky, gooey, ooey stuff, I'm sure is a big draw, but it's the frosting, let's face it. And, you know, this bread doesn't have the frosting. So it's a bit lacking. But it's good. So I do like both of them. I would recommend to you the Where Icarus Flies recommendation for those that love cinnamon bread is still sun-made raisin bread. By the way, I am no way endorsed by or get any contributions from the Sun-Made company. But if someone in the Sun-Made company heard this and you really want to, help me out, I'd be more than happy to oblige. I mean, even send me a free bag of bread. That'd be nice too, all right? So there you have it. I give the Sun-Made raisin bread, I give it 4.5 sets of wings. I don't give it a full 5 sets of wings because I'm holding out that there's probably some raisin bread out there that I haven't tried yet that's a little bit better. I give the Cinnabon 4 sets of wings. I do think it's pretty good, although I like the cinnamon, the sun-made a little bit better. So there it is. There is your pre-Thanksgiving review. It is Thanksgiving here in the United States tomorrow. And this is holiday number 2 in the quadfecta of year-end holidays. Of course, it's the first in the trifecta of the big 3. And I'm, of course, referring to Halloween at the end of October, Thanksgiving here at the end of November, Christmas, and Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, which I'm all lumping together in as the December holidays at the end of December. And then, although I did say at the end of the year, New Year's, of course, kicking off 2010. It is the beginning of next year, but I lump it in with our end of year holidays. It's so right after Christmas, and we go holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas and the others, and New Year's, bing, bang, boom, boom. And there it is. There's your quadfecta in the holiday season. Thanksgiving has always been just a wonderful holiday for me. And I grew up in New England. I grew up in a little town about 20 miles south of Boston. And I was very close to Plymouth. In fact, I've been down to Plymouth and Plymouth Rock and Plymouth Plantation many, many times. And I worked at a Boy Scout camp that was in Plymouth for years. So I'm very familiar with the area. I love the history. In fact, my hometown was land that was purchased by Miles Standish from Chief Massasoit himself. My town was founded in 1656. So there's a lot of history where I'm from. Of course, for those of you across the world listening here, especially those of you in England, I know we've had more than a few listeners in the United Kingdom, and I know you have buildings and castles and such that go date back thousands of years. So, we're doing our best here in America with our history, right? As far as the Western world goes. Anyway, I've always loved Thanksgiving. I have great memories growing up of school. And you're like, what the hell are you talking about, school? Good memories? How could that be? And I just remember this time of year studying, about the pilgrims. And yeah, well, let's not get into the whole, what are we teaching our kids? And it wasn't such a wonderful holiday back then. And, Native American oppression and such. Let's keep all that out of it, right? That can be for another time. In the eyes of youth, learning about the Mayflower and, the idea of the pilgrims and the Indians, sitting together at a table in peace and living in New England and having just seen all the fall colors and now, the harvest is over. It was just a very, very special time for me, and I really enjoyed that a lot. If you're interested in hearing more about the true story, the more accurate story, I'll put it that way, of the pilgrims coming to the New World and settling in finally at Plymouth and their dealings with the Native Americans and, everything else that went on, there is an absolutely wonderful book by one of the preeminent historical authors of our time. His name is Nathaniel Philbrick, and he is second to only David McCullough. And David McCullough, of course, you'll know some of his novels, 1776, John Adams, two of his biggest ones. Well, Nathaniel Philbrick is no slouch himself. Nathaniel Philbrick wrote Mayflower, and it's absolutely wonderful. I encourage you to get the book. I've read the book, and I've also listened to the audiobook, and Nathaniel Philbrick narrates the book himself. He reads it to us himself, and it's excellent. In fact, Nathaniel Philbrick has written my favorite book of all time. And now I've changed my list of best books a couple of times. For a long time, my favorite book that's ever been written was Huckleberry Finn. Huckleberry Finn is just phenomenal. I've read that book from cover to cover easily 12 to 15 times. What happened to Huckleberry Finn? Well, that has been moved to number 3 on my list. What overtook Huckleberry Finn for me was Seawolf by Jack London. I just absolutely loved the Seawolf. Awesome, awesome book. And I've read that book countless times as well. So I thought it was going to be very difficult. In fact, I never thought that anyone would ever beat out Huckleberry Finn and Seawolf until I read In the Heart of the Sea, The Tragedy of the Whale Ship Essex by Nathaniel Philbrick. In the Heart of the Sea, hands down, is my favorite book of all time. It is quite excellent. It's about the tragedy of the whale ship Essex, which left Nantucket to go whaling a couple of hundred years ago, and the tragedy that befell the sailors as that ship was damaged and eventually sunk, and those sailors trying to survive and get back home. It's an awesome book, and I really recommend it. He also wrote a book called Sea of Glory, America's Voyage of Discovery, the U.S. Exploring Expedition. Okay, so you'll hear that talked about as the USXX. And this, the voyage of the USXX, the Exploring Expedition, is easily one of the largest contributions to the scientific community that the world has ever seen. Why have you never heard of the U.S. Exploring Expedition from 1838 to 1842? That's one of the saddest things ever, because of the political turmoil and the political strife and the battling of the president and the government and the leaders of the expedition at the time. Unfortunately, most of the credit and most of the, not that the discoveries went unnoticed, of course they did not. As I said, they contributed to the world scientific community. You know, the credit and the publicity never happened because of political garbage. And this was the largest exploration of its kind, possibly that the world has ever seen. So it's an amazing story of what happened. It's called Sea of Glory. Look for it, by Nathaniel Philbrick. All awesome books. Now, what about some more of my Thanksgiving memories? Well, I told you the memories of, you know, learning about the Pilgrims and such in school. We always went over to, well, as far as my memory goes anyway, we always went over to my aunt's house, my Aunt Josephine, and I just have wonderful memories of going there and seeing my cousins and, you know, my aunt and uncle, and especially if my grandmother, who I was very, very close with. I try to remember Thanksgivings with my grandfather on my mom's side. Pa, we called him. And it's really sad that I can't call up any pictures in my mind of Thanksgivings with Pa. You know, as I sit here straining, can you if you're in the room, you could smell the smoke coming out of my ears. I can pull up maybe snippets of pictures and in my mind, but I can't attribute any to Thanksgiving, and that makes me a little sad, because, you know, my grandfather on my mom's side, Pa, was someone that, you know, I was just really, really connected with, really one of the closest, you know, folks around for me, you know, besides my parents and my grandmother. Well, not to dwell on sad things, but so I have these memories of going there and meeting my family. And in our family, you know, a big meal, you know, like a Thanksgiving or Christmas and such, Easter dinner, we couldn't just have one thing. No. We couldn't just have turkey for Thanksgiving. There had to be enough to feed armies. And one of the staples at Thanksgiving was a spaghetti pie. And my mom has this spaghetti pie recipe that she got from my Nana on, you know, my dad's side. And it's basically, it's like a spaghetti casserole. Now, that description does not do it justice, because, you know, I think casserole And you know, I'm not excited by that, but spaghetti pie is quite excellent. It's awesome. And one of these days I'm going to have a recipe show where I talk about a lot of my favorite recipes. And I've started compiling some and filming me making them. And so I'll talk about spaghetti pie. But spaghetti pie is awesome. Trust me. It's absolutely awesome. In any case, so we would have spaghetti pie and we would have, I'm trying to remember now, what else we would have. Gosh, I have just a memory of lots of food, lots of desserts, more than anybody could ever eat, right? So we always had plenty left over. Since coming to California, I have some great Thanksgiving memories as well. There was a Thanksgiving I spent in Hawaii visiting some friends out there, which was just a spectacular time. I had a Thanksgiving down in Los Angeles with some friends, which was, you know, one of my most favorite Thanksgivings of all time. It was just a heck of a lot of fun and a new experience for me. That was the first time I really wasn't with family. I have some wonderful memories after getting together with my wife of having Thanksgiving at her parents' house. And for a long time, I'm out here in California now. For a long time, we would have guests come out on Thanksgiving, whether it was my parents or my brother and his wife after he got married. Jen has family, my sister-in-law and brothers-in-law, and sometimes they were already in town because they lived here and they've moved away since. So for a long time, we always had guests coming, and it was just one of those times where it was great to have family come in from afar and really to spend time together. And I was in the grocery store yesterday, and I wasn't doing Thanksgiving shopping. I'm not having Thanksgiving at my house this year. It's the second year in a row. And I also have some wonderful memories of hosting Thanksgiving here at my house once we took over the holiday a few years back. And some of my favorite Thanksgivings were in my house here with my two boys and my wife. But I was in the store yesterday. Again, I wasn't buying anything for Thanksgiving. I was just doing my weekly food shopping. And the store wasn't too bad yesterday. But while I was waiting in line at the checkout stand, and it was medium crazy in there. It was not, I've seen the grocery store way, way worse. But it was, more traffic than a normal Wednesday afternoon. So I see this lady with her daughter, I'm guessing daughter, and daughter must have been about 12, 14 years old, somewhere in there. And, she kind of looks around at all the folks in line and such, and she gets this disgusted look on her face and says, "Unbelievable, all this crap for just one day." I'm assuming, she meant, wow, all these people are only here to shop for Thanksgiving. It's just one day. Why is everybody so worked up over it? Well, I feel bad for her because she has missed the point. And that is exactly what I've just been telling you, that Thanksgiving, if it works right, in my opinion, is a time where families and friends get together and you see folks that you might not have seen in person for quite some time. Could be weeks, could be months, could be years. So it's a time for us to give thanks for what we have and forgetting, the historical, what Thanksgiving was or was it what it was supposed to be. For me, Thanksgiving is about a day to take time out to really appreciate what we have. And, do we need to set a day on our calendar for that? Can't we, do that every day of our life? Well, let's be realistic. No, we can't. That doesn't happen. We don't think about things like that every day of our life. Without debating whether we should or shouldn't, it just doesn't work that way. So setting a day aside to say, this is a day, you mark it down and you try to get something together, get something special with family and friends. We need that. We need that on our calendar. So I've had a lot of wonderful Thanksgivings. And I look forward to having many, many, many more. And I hope that you who are listening to me right now end up having a wonderful Thanksgiving, whether you are with a multitude of friends and family, or for whatever reason, you're spending it with just a few, or even spending it by yourself. That's okay too. Take time out to think about, what do you have? And if you're having trouble right now in life, if you're having personal issues, if you're having things going on, take time to just say, hey, I'm still here. I'm still working it. I'm still trying to be strong. And hopefully things go better for you. Now I sound like the Delilah show, and I should be playing some sappy request music. Okay, let's move on from that. If you haven't heard the Delilah show, it's here in the Bay Area. I'm sure she's probably syndicated across the U.S., but it's, you know, she, Delilah, the host, you know, it's one of those call-in shows, and, you know, someone pours their heart out, and she plays a sappy song for them, and, you know, it comes on, you know, Delilah comes on, and her life just looks like she wants to vomit, because it's just so sappy sweet. Anyway, all right, no more Delilah from me. Let's move on towards the wrap-up of the show this week. It's time now for the Thanksgiving edition of the Hoover Report. Hey, Joey! Joey, come on in, dude!
What up? Hey, good to see you.
Hey, great to see you, too. And, you know, we invited you to come with us to Thanksgiving dinner, but you got yourself plans, right?
Yeah, you know, I am always in high demand. So, yeah, I got plans. Thank you very much for allowing me to, giving me the invite.
You're welcome.
For me to come with you and your family to your Thanksgiving dinner. And you know I love eating with you guys and seeing your wife and kids and such.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, I do have plans, and, you know, I'll see you later on this weekend.
All right. Well, okay. No problems. And, yeah, we'll hook up later this weekend. Well, I'll let you get to it. So without further ado, here we have Joey Hoover.
Hey, thank you, Bill. And here we have the Thanksgiving edition of the Hoover Report. And I know you told me that you had been talking about Thanksgiving traditions,
yep,
and memories that you had, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, we spent some time on that.
And anyway, I wanted to give you one of mine, and I always had a big memory of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh yeah.
And in my house, the Christmas season really started at the end of the parade, when the guy in the big red suit, when Santa Claus came down.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the end of the parade.
Yeah, yeah.
So why do I bring this up? So not only is it a memory to me, but I was reading that Glee, you know. As I've told you before, Bill, you know, I am not normally a fan of watching folks prance around and sing either on stage or on the television.
Yeah, but you've been getting better at watching that stuff.
Well, I'm trying, right?
Yeah.
But this show on Fox, Glee, it's really, grown on me. And I think it's pretty funny, and the songs are pretty good. They're pulling out, you know, songs from the 80s and such that I like.
Yeah,
and I like the things when they mash them together.
Yeah, that's good. That,
it's cool. So they were going to be in the NBC broadcast of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But NBC pulled their invitation because, you know, they were on a Fox show, right? I mean, come on. NBC, that sucks. NBC, you're hemorrhaging viewers. You suck. You laugh, but you know I'm right. Okay, and now something that happens after every Thanksgiving. is that Black Friday, right? When, you know, stores open up at stupid hours, you know, 4 a.m. on some of them, so you can get in line to get a great deal on something they have 3 of in the store. Come on, you go there, wait in line to get your trinkets for, you know, a good price, you're an idiot. Black Friday, you suck.
Can I tell you something real quick about Black Friday?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, it's a big myth that Black Friday, you know, the Friday after Thanksgiving, is the biggest shopping day of the year.
Oh, really?
You know, most of the time, it is in the top 5. It has been number 1 a couple of times in its history, but, you know, sometimes it barely makes the top 10. The biggest shopping day of the year is the Saturday before Christmas.
Really?
And that is, you know, constant. So don't believe the hype. And I think you're going to get way better deals on Cyber Monday.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I got some awesome deals on Cyber Monday last year. And I didn't have to leave my house and go, you know, to a store at 4 a.m.
Seriously, right.
All right. So, do you know Kim Kardashian?
What? Kardashian?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
What are you talking about? It's Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's what I
said.
This
isn't Star Trek. She's not a Kardashian. She's what? Kardashian.
What? Kardashian, that's what I said. What the hell's wrong with your hearing?
What?
Come on, Bates. We're going to have to put your hearing on the Hoover Report coming up if you don't get something checked out there.
All right, fine.
Anyway, Kim Kardashian, she's kind of crazy, and there's this whole show keeping up with the Kardashians. And apparently, in OK Magazine, she has given us her Thanksgiving tips and how she hangs out with, you know, boy toy Reggie Bush. And
wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
OK Magazine? How the heck do you know about OK Magazine?
Hey, you know that I comment on pop culture.
Yeah,
and,
so?
You know, you have to be up on what's going down in the world of, you know, pop culture, and OK Magazine is one of those ways that you get a window into that world.
I think I put the picture together. They have that at Supercuts, don't they?
Maybe they have that there at Supercuts when I visit them on a regular basis to get my put in its, great-looking condition. But, you know, I do traverse the internet as well. So, may I continue?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
Anyway, you know, she has given us the shopping tips and her Reggie Bush stuff. And, come on, Kim Kardashian, you suck. Okay, I got a couple more, okay?
Okay, go
ahead. All right. Gams. You like yams?
Yeah, no.
Yams?
No. Yeah, yams. I got it.
You know, yams and sweet potatoes.
Now, what about them?
First of all, in my wide knowledge base of things, they are not the same. And most people do not have yams on Thanksgiving. They are actually eating the sweet potato.
Yeah, I knew that.
But
I did know
regardless
that.
Of whether you have a yam or a sweet potato, whether you cover it with sticky goo and sugar, come on, yams and sweet potatoes, they suck.
I agree with you on that one, buddy.
Thank you. All right, and finally, here on the Hoover Report for Thanksgiving, I want to take time to say not something that sucks, because there are a lot of things that suck. there is. But I would just like to take this opportunity to thank you, Bill, for giving me the shot here at doing stuff with you,
buddy.
On this podcast. Oh. And so thank you. You are someone who does not suck. No, you are opposite of suck.
Well,
thank you very much.
No. Thank you. Thank you for helping me out. And I take that as a, you know, high endorsement.
Oh, well, you are welcome. And again, thank you. And I would like to say to all the listeners out there, whether you are in celebrating Thanksgiving or not, because I do celebrate it here, Thank you very much for listening, and I wish you all the very, very best. All right?
All right.
Okay, well, I'm going to take off now and, got to go get some stuff done.
All right.
I can't spend all day hanging around here just, recording my voice. All right. Thanks, Bill. Hey, have a great time tomorrow. Yeah, I'll see ya.
All right. Always a pleasure, Joey. Thank you. And that was the Hoover Report with Joey Hoover. Well, thank you for joining me this week on the show. No Masterworks Theater. Sometimes we mix it up a little bit. And turns out the show actually wasn't any shorter than it normally is. So I guess that's what happens when you don't have a plan going in. We will have a plan, however, for next week. Hope you come and join us again. For my pal Joey, thank you very much. If you have any feedback, please send that to feedback@whereIcarusflies.com. Your note to us could show up on an upcoming mailbag segment that we hope to do at least once a month. So, have a great Thanksgiving. If you don't celebrate it, have a great day tomorrow anyway. We'll see you next week. This has been Bill, and you have been with me, Where Icarus Flies. WhereIcarusFlies.com provides this podcast for your personal enjoyment, information, education, and communication. This podcast is copyright 2009 by WhereIcarusFlies.com. You may not distribute, modify, transmit, reuse, repost, or use the content of this podcast for commercial purposes without the expressed written permission of WhereIcarusFlies.com. Requests for permission to republish or to copy and distribute can be obtained by sending an email to media@whereIcarusFlies.com. Thank you. Have a great day.